702. Mandy Wiener.
Weekdays, 12 to 1 p.m.
Welcome to the show here on 702. Remember, you can tweet me at Mandy Wiener. You can SMS me on 31702. And you can send me a WhatsApp voice note if you like. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic that's trending at the moment about the South African billionaire and Richemont chairperson, Johann Rupert, who seems to have jumped the queue to receive his vaccine in Switzerland, a report out of a Swiss newspaper there. I want to know if you had the funding and the influence and the power and you were able to secure yourself a vaccine, would you do it or would you be humble and say, pass it on to somebody who needs it more? I see in the comment to the newspaper, Rupert has said, it was important to him to set an example for all employees in Richemont by getting vaccinated. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. But let's start with an announcement out of the presidency this morning. In an historic move for transparency and accountability, President Cyril Ramaphosa has now determined that the Political Party Funding Act will come into operation on the 1st of April this year. He signed a proclamation on the commencement of that act, and this regulates public and private funding of political parties. It's important because it establishes funds to provide political parties that are represented with funding to undertake their work, but it also means that donations be disclosed by parties and donors to the Independent Electoral Commission. So let's find out more about this. Carol Payton, who is the editor-at-large at Business Day, has written about this quite extensively. Carol, thank you very much for your time. Why is it so important that this act come into force around transparency and what we know about how political parties are funded?
Well, it's very important because without transparency around funding, people can buy influence, and people can buy influence with the government, and that's not something that is supportive of democracy or good for democracy. And in our case, it's been particularly insidious because of the ANC's relationship with business and the way in which sort of tenders, state tenders, have been often kind of linked to, this is the deal, you get this tender, you give this to the party, you give this to this person, et cetera, et cetera. So the ANC was getting a lot of backhanders from these things. Now, if you're a journalist, then, you would like to know, someone gets some huge big tender and you can go and look and you can say, oh, wow, they gave like $10 million to the ANC last year. Isn't that something? So that's why it's really, really important. It's really important for democracy.
So but we just,
Mandy, if I could
carry on.
Say something else. We've got a lot to thank Jackson and Tembe for, because he actually brought this bill to Parliament and brought it through Parliament. And it was in the dying days of the Zuma administration, or the dying days of Zuma Parliament, when everyone was sort of fixated on other things. And a couple of people brought this bill, and because everyone was looking at other stuff, it came through Parliament. It was passed by the Zuma Parliament. And that was Jackson and Tembe's work in Parliament.
And what a great tribute to him that the President has signed it in today then. I think it really is important for his legacy for us to acknowledge that as well. And Carol, as you say, I mean, we see what's coming out of the State Capture Commission. We look at a story like Edwin Sodi, for example, where there is this alleged relationship between him and funding the ANC. And that, on a practical level, is so important around why we need this kind of transparency.
Exactly. So the Edwin Sodi thing was just such a brilliant sort of window into what's been going on, because he gave evidence at the State Capture Commission where he spoke about, how he'd get a call to pay the ANC salary bill this month, and maybe next month he'd get a call to pay for, a venue for the ANC's NEC meeting or whatever. And clearly this guy had scored so incredibly well out of government business, and this was the payback, and he was quite explicit about that. There's nothing illegal about it. He could do that. We don't know whether all the tenders were legally obtained, but there's nothing illegal about it. And someone like Edwin Sodi can still give money to the ANC or to any political party once this bill comes into effect, because people will still be allowed and able to donate up to 15 million rand a year to the political party of their choice. The difference is now that it will have to be disclosed. And we can all have a look at it.
Carol, there was some pushback from within the ANC on this. Most of the political parties did support it. What was the politics around this?
Well, the politics was, this has been a long ongoing thing, because what happened historically was that when the constitution was drafted, there was a line in there which said, there must be specific legislation. And Vali Musa, who was actually one of the people who was involved in drafting the constitution.
Carol, I think there we go, we've got you back. Sorry, we lost you for a second. You can carry on.
Sorry. I was just saying that Vali Musa, who drafted the constitution, had always felt that there was this gap in accountability, and he was the one who worked with Jackson and Tembe to bring this in. But anyway, The biggest thing is that it's going to allow us to have oversight of what's happening, but it doesn't stop political activity, and it doesn't stop political donations. And also, I think another important point is that the fiscus will have to pay more. This is part of the deal. Part of the deal is that the fiscus gives political parties more money. And I think that, people will be tempted to be outraged about that, but actually it's a good thing. It's a good thing for democracy.
Carol Payton, editor at large at Business Day, thank you for your analysis and unpacking that for us. And as she says, so important that we acknowledge Jackson and Temple's role in bringing this piece of legislation to the fore. And I think it is a fitting tribute to him. So let's take another look at this now. Let's speak to Joel Bregman, who is the director at My Vote Counts, joining us now. Joel, thank you for your time. This is obviously something that you've been advocating for. What is your reaction to the news that the president has now signed it into law?
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for having me. Of course, as MVC, we welcome this. It is extremely significant and groundbreaking news for our country. It will fundamentally improve and deepen our ability to exercise our political rights and hopefully clamp down on corruption. It will also, like Carol was mentioning, provide more funding to political parties from the public purse. We are always, this is something which we have been advocating for many years, went to court around. When the law was signed in 2019, we started pushing for it to come into effect as soon as possible. And, it is regrettable that there have been delays, but it is something that truly is a groundbreaking for our country.
Joel, in its earlier guises, when it was a bill, there were some loopholes that you identified. In its final state, are you satisfied with how this piece of legislation looks, and do you believe it is sufficient now?
So there are still loopholes. The threshold amount, we believe, is still too high. So donations can be made under 100,000 rand that do not need to be public, that won't be publicly disclosed. And something that we called for during the time that the bill was being developed was for that amount to be lowered. There are, I think the important thing though is to get this up and running, and then there are ways to sort of to fine tune it as we go along. The important thing is getting it on the books, getting political parties used to these type of disclosures, and getting the information out there on a quarterly basis for people to finally have access to this.
And then just lastly, on a very practical level, if a member of the public wants to find out who has donated to a party, will there be a list that goes up on a website? Can we write to them? How does it work practically for the public to find out?
So through the PPFA, what will happen is that parties have to make quarterly disclosures to the IEC, who will then make this information publicly available. But there's another piece of connected legislation, the Promotion of Access to Information Amendment Act. And when this comes into effect, this will actually compel parties to publish it on their social media sites and on their websites and keep it there for a period of 5 years. So it will be readily available.
Excellent, Joel. Thank you so much for that explanation. So that's Joel Bregman, director at My Vote Counts. So an important development for democracy and also for transparency with that political parting law now actually coming into effect on the 1st of April.